1-800-520 or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios. Twisted Apes Bar and Grill. Twisted Apes offers a full menu, live music, and they're the home of Twisted Radio. Check them out at twistedapes.com. Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products. So you should head over to thebeardstruggle.com and use the code TLANE15 for 15% off your order.
I think that's hilarious. Just watch the world burn. What's up, everybody? I'm Eric. This is Chuck. We're here with Mantools, mantoolsmedia.com. We are now relocated. We were rehomed. It was only a small rehoming fee. But thanks to your generous donations to our Patreon, we are now located at Twisted Apes Bar and Grill inside the Twisted Radio Studios. So thank you all for joining us and checking us out. You can talk shit to us on our Facebook chat. And on our Mantools chat, which is on a different platform, I don't have it in front of me, so I'll get to read all the hate mail on Monday. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So much fun. So anyways, we had an interesting day today. And in getting all this stuff set up, I noticed that there was just this huge, down to the wire, the last 5 seconds, and then everything happens and comes together. Seems to always work that way for me, but 99% of the time, it's not my fault. Something else happens. We had to chase hobos that stole a bunch of our tools from out front of the bar here, right in the parking lot. Chuck found them right with the camera, and then we hemmed them up, and they ditched it somewhere. I don't know. So we had an interesting afternoon. To say the least. Yes, let's see. Hans. Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
What's up, Hans?
And let's see. After we got all this set up, I think we should just play with these toys and see what happens. I figure let's head to the news. Stories today, which I can't even believe this is a story from our reputable news authorities. A certain politician says that pickup trucks glorify violence and dominion. It questions male truck owners' masculinity, but then gets angry when they question his, which I find exceedingly ridiculous. This cat, obviously, he's got some issues. I'd like to see a poll of hands on our face pages. How many guys own trucks? Seriously, just send us a quick message of who owns a truck. I got a truck.
I got a truck.
Yeah. I don't think anybody questions the masculinity. I will say this in a funny way, it's the fact that this came from Canada and they ride horses and their cops ride horses,
right?
So this shouldn't have a huge impact on us, but truly though, there is the Ford LTD, as we call it, the little dick truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have all seen it. It's got huge tires, it's got a front cow catcher. It has testicles about this big on the back of the truck. Those are pretty ridiculous.
But in some ways, kind of funny.
Right. It's well, if that's all you got.
Right.
James and I were making fun of some shit today. we're chasing homeless guys around the fucking neighborhood. We're like, I said, how far can you get when you're Chevrolet-ing it?
Chevrolet-ing it.
He says, no, 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 Lamborghini. And I was like, or Ford.
Right.
Just because. What's up, Keys? What's up, Cone? I know Keys has a Colorado. Cone's got a truck. Michael Cone from EXO. Who doesn't have a truck? I don't understand why this Canadian politician is receiving worldwide attention, including on Mantles, because we're worldly. After he said unnecessary trucks are, what is this, complicit in the glorification of violence and dominion. He then also questioned the masculinity of male truck owners, but was clearly taken aback when social media users came to question his own masculinity following the legendary rant, lengthy rant. It's now it's going to become legendary. So Matthew Bond, no relation to the awesome James Bond, in Northern Vancouver, Canada, he's a council member. He captioned a pickup truck. He said, this is the glorification of dominion, of violence and dominion. I'm not understanding. Here's the truck in question. That's not even an LDT. You know, like, it doesn't have a lift kit on it.
That's your grocery getter.
That's your grocery getter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it
is. I mean, you got to go get a lawnmower. Then, you know, your lawnmower breaks down. What are you going to haul it?
What are you going to do? Let's see. Keys. Oh, I'm sorry, Keys. You had a Colorado for work. That you have a 2016 Ram 2500.
Diesel or gas?
Right. All right. Moving on.
Hey, Aaron, is it diesel or gas?
Let's see. What do we got here? Well, I'm not sure if the YouTube video is going to play, but we shall see. We'll see if that happens in our next little... So pretty much everything that they're going to be doing, the boring stuff.
Yeah, it is kind of boring. Yeah, Aaron, gas is okay, but wait till you put some compound turbos on it and become a diesel.
Right. Cone's giving us some good advice on Keys' truck. He says wait for the lifter failure. Well, I already know all about that because I already had to have mine over at EXO Auto Works.
On the Avalanche?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they're actually very known for that.
Yep. Let's see. It was a short news day. We were showing that one. It was actually more funny towards the end. I didn't queue it up to the right spot, but. Listen, it all boils down to, you know what, this show sucks without Trevor. That's what it boils down to, and buttons aren't toys, so we're going to hit some more buttons, shall we? Oh, yeah, I'm screwing this all up. The one part we're not going to screw up, though, is this bit. Nope, screwed it up. Yeah, this one. Thanks, Trevor. Really got me on that one. As always, Man Tools is brought to you over by our friends at EXO Autoworks, Colorado Springs, home of the $30 synthetic oil blend, synthetic blend oil change. EXO knows that finding the problem is the first step to getting your car right, which is why EXO Autoworks provides diagnostics at no charge in most cases. They also do fleet services, fluid services, repair services, and much more. They work on all makes and models, including high mileage cars, and they offer a 24,000 mile, 2 year nationwide warranty. So call EXO at 719-375-3232 or go online to exoautoworks.com to book your appointment right away. Numbers right there on the screen. We'd like to say thank you, EXO. Thank you. You guys are awesome. As you can tell, I love pushing the buttons because I still don't know what they all do. It's pretty fucking hilarious. Trevor, you're doing fine, homie. Oh, he's sitting back at home with a beer and some popcorn, just laughing at my ass.
We have beer. The benefits of being at a bar.
I mean, I'm not even mad at it.
Right. and we got a chef.
We do. Since we're on the mid-roll, I want to talk about the Twisted Apes here for just a second. You guys have been a sponsor of Man Tools now for like 2 months, I think. And now we're actually at this spot because of some of the stuff that you're doing and the stuff that we're working together with. But for those that don't know, let's tell them a little bit about your place.
There's a lot to tell about it, actually.
I know.
It's the only spot in town. And when I moved to this town, I really kind of, when I was single, before I met Ian, I would travel around from bar to bar, and not that I drink, but I still wanted to get to know the town. But I said to myself, this town needs an enema. There's just not too many spots that you can go and enjoy a pool game, have some good food. And you'd have to go to two different places, or three different places, if you wanted to have food, and if you wanted to go listen to a band, you really got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Denver.
No,
I joke, I kid.
I know.
And all my musician friends will be like,
But but the nice thing about here is kind of a one stop. You can have a drink, you can have good food,
yep.
You can play pool, heck, and you can listen to a good band.
Yep. Karaoke on Fridays.
And we got 25 plus TVs, 150 inch projection screen.
Yep. The food here is actually amazing. Do you want to tell them a little bit about the kitchen? I mean, it is a full kitchen. It's not a finger food.
Oh, no. It's just like our Philly. I'm going to describe our Philly because that's one of my favorite things. I actually spent an entire week in Philadelphia actually to pick out how I wanted to make it. And most people don't go somewhere to do it. They just Google it. Well, I always wanted to go to Philadelphia. And,
right.
I went. I spent an entire week. I think I had probably 300 plus Phillies in that week. Yeah, it was hurting, but it was a lot of fun. Then we just added a new dessert. Oh, yeah, the fried cheesecake.
I had that yesterday. I had the fried cheesecake yesterday. And tell you what, when I have someone before it
leaves. I know I'm having
it. I eat it every day now.
I mean, you got to come in and see this. It's a beautiful place.
I mean, when you say, oh, okay, we're going to go to a Twist Apes bar and grill, most people think, oh, my God, they think, like, where you stick to the floors and it's a bar, but they've got some food, or it's a restaurant sort of thing, but then they've got a little bit of a, cocktails thing happening.
Right.
It's really not how it works here. This is a full-blown bar, music venue, with pool tables, jukebox, big music venue, dartboards, all 9 yards. And then, on top of that, it is a full restaurant. So there's booth and table seating. These tabletops, courtesy of one of your homies that got this all dialed up, and these are sweet. They're you have to come in and experience this place. Come in on this Saturday, by the way. to experience this place. And you'll see why. Definitely come in this Saturday. It'll be great. I promise.
And for those people that don't like Blind Mason, we got karaoke on Friday nights.
And then just a massive big screen that you takes over the stage during the week for sports.
And this, of course, that comes through the big sound system.
Right, and then a big outdoor enclosed, because we had to bring the outside, outdoors, indoors.
No, the indoors, the outdoors.
See, I got all confused.
I know. You have to go to the indoors, the outdoors.
But I have to go inside to get outside to the inside. That used to be outside, but now you're inside, and you can't go inside, but now we can go inside, but only till 10.
Right. I don't.
Fuck you, Colorado.
I have not figured that out yet. You know.
Seriously, go Poles. Fascist. Yeah.
When did Michael just send this?
Place looks sweet. Thanks, buddy. You should definitely come down. Google Maps. I think he Google Maps us.
Oh.
A lot of this stuff comes through, some of it doesn't. Speaking of Michael Cohn, again, we'd like to thank EXO Autoworks. And Michael, this one's for you, buddy. We're going to do, because we did not do it, because I had it up on the wrong screen. I think we're going to do the tool of the week. I think this is the tool of the week. Could be wrong. New York Mayor Wilhelm, a.k.a. de Blasio, got caught using a public gym while he ordered them to shut down for COVID. I think this is it. Let's see if we can get this to actually play for us. Trevor, you're awesome. We need to see you.
Right?
Nope. Got love. We're trying to get... Alright, so this asshole said, being the hypocrite that he is, decided that he was more important than y'all in your state, and he needed to have more exercise than you did. Oh, you had to work over the weekend? Oh, okay. Fuck you. I just lost my shit. I have to stay healthy so that I can make decisions for you, the people of this city.
Yeah.
Well, how much more time do we have in this broadcast? I wonder if we should call it. So if you guys are on the twatter, you can retwat this thing out and basically show what kind of a caring, due diligent, law-abiding, his own rules and regulations, citizen.
Doesn't that remind you of somebody in Colorado?
Oh, my God.
Mayor Hancock of Denver.
God, it's what a Trevor, what a smug cocksucker. I think it's a smug cocksucker's, you know, club. Just do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
The situation is just with driving.
Just like they want to get rid of the wall now, but you try to get on Nancy Pelosi's property or anything like that, guess what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You're getting arrested for trespassing because you're breaking the law. You're going onto her property without permission.
Yeah. It's the hypocriticalness of... All right, I heard something else that super fucking pissed me off the other day. I'm cruising down to the thing and listening to NPR and this woman is saying, well... We just can't have people ruining the majesty of this event, talking about the presidential inauguration, right? And I said, majesty? They're not fucking royalty. We don't have kings and queens. Why are we even given this pageantry? I mean, in my core, I give two shits if it was Biden or Trump or fucking Abraham Lincoln. Don't care. They're elected officials. You should just start work on the day you're supposed to start work. Hey, you got elected, go fucking do your job.
Like, yep.
That's it. There shouldn't be this, I don't understand it, this pomp and circumstance, and I don't understand this woman looking up to him like he's a monarch of some sort.
A god?
The magic. Well, I mean, she didn't go that far, but the whole, the majesty of this event. Imagine, they're not. We don't have royalty in this country. It doesn't work that way.
Well, you saw their thing about unity, or what is the word that I'm trying to think? Coming together.
Oh, their message, the unity and rebuilding and unity.
Well, does anybody really know what the abbreviations of that word is?
Oh, no. No.
It's, that word actually means if you're not part of it, you're losing posters.
So, Lemmy said, I'm too cool for this fucking show. The Lemmy post, the Motorhead poster's like, fuck it, wow.
It literally means, from what I understand what the meaning is that if you don't follow their agenda, you're the problem.
I mean, yeah, let's, if you want to deconstruct the word, right? So if you're going to take it as unity, meaning you're either with us or against us, and that's the underlying message that they're going for, then yeah, that's
pretty much what they're saying.
That's pretty much how any regime goes. I've been a part of a lot of, you know, bands and groups and charitable organizations and, you know, workplace things that had a mission per se, other than, you know, capitalism and you know, work. And I find that no matter where I go or what I do, after a certain amount of time, there's going to be drift from the mission, from the initial mission statement, the organization of whatever is going on.
That was formed.
Why it was formed. And that's because sometimes, mostly, let's just pretend people are good at heart, because most people are. Except the cocksuckers who
stole my damn saw today.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I'm not doing enough, so now I got to do more. So they try to do more, and they bring extra baggage to the mission, and then it gets diluted, and it gets convoluted with all this extra shit, and then you have to create rules to be like, all right, that's not what we're doing. Now we have to explicitly say, we can't do this, 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 this.
Right.
Government, in the last 200 years and change, has been the worst drift I've ever seen out of all of it.
Yeah.
We're living in very interesting times. I can't even imagine people like that live even in the late 70s would put up with any of this shit.
No.
At all. They'd be like, what? You want me to do what? I mean, the audacity, the sheer fucking hubris of our government to come in and start talking about telling us how to do things. And then I look around and everybody's like just doing it, going along with it. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. Same people that are preaching that they want to take our guns away, how many guns do they just have protecting them?
Same case in point, it's the hypocrisy of these, if they really, really believed in their rules and their mandates and their regulations that they're imposing on you and you and you and you and you and me and everyone else, they'd be first in line to not be going to the gym and then having to come out and say, well, I have to be healthy to make decisions for all of you stupid assholes that can't think for yourselves.
I was thinking like a father and a husband when I went to Louisiana. Remember? What's the old saying? Practice what?
We had a woman on the show the other day, the city council woman from Chicago, who was like, no, we can't go back to schools. You all need to quarantine. You need to quarantine. You need to quarantine. And she's in the Maldives fucking living it up and doesn't want kids to go back to school because she's down there on paid vacation.
Right.
Because you and I and everyone else are paying, you know, taxes on our property and paying for those salaries. If y'all are homeschooling your kids, I want that money that I paid into my property taxes to go to you.
Right.
So that you can get better crayons and better computers and better shit for your kids. Yeah, and instead of that.
Or I'd like a refund. My kids are all grown.
I'd like a refund. I'm being the patriot that I am. I understand that we live in a democratic republic and we are a semi-socialist economy. So I look at it as my taxes go into a slush fund that I have to pay. Got it. All right, fine. I give up that. But all right.
I'd like it to stay here.
I don't need it to go to administrative fees. I would like the road. I figure like the infrastructure is getting fixed. Those people have jobs. You know, kids sort of should be getting an education. So when I'm old, they can take over and, you know, keep this place fucking running smooth.
Right.
Totally good with that.
But that 100 and some odd million.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Cone just landed a fucking bomb on us.
Dude, they are asking for parents to teach at the schools.
Calling it the Star Parent Program. Dude, oh my God.
But you know what I heard from one of the school districts?
Good night, Trevor. Thanks for the support today, bro. Your tech support was amazeballs. That's how I got everything to work. Thanks.
What I heard in Washington State is kind of screwed up. So they're allowing kids to go see the doctor at the school and get any procedure they want done, and they'll send the parents the bill, but what the kids had done is all blocked out, but the amount of money you owe.
Like high school age? What are we talking about? Underage?
A junior high, 13 and up.
Okay, well. So, it's just, you know, for the sake of weird argument, something benign like you get a little bit of the clap and you got to go to the teacher at 17 or whatever, or the school, you're going to the school doctor to get an ass full of antibiotics.
Yep, and they don't have the, they're saying they do not have to pass that bill. All they're doing is passing the bill, what you owe. They're not saying what the procedure was.
That's right. That's not even close.
Well, but my problem with that is, you know, they're saying kids can't smoke now until, what, 21 now?
They're trying, yeah.
18, 21, but you can go serve in the military at 18. You can't drink till you're 21, but you can go die for our country. You can't, I mean, it's...
You get a gender reassignment at 14 and not tell your parents.
That's what they're doing in Washington State.
That ain't right.
Then I also heard that this gender thing here in Colorado is getting ready to get passed.
Hold on, let's see. Cone. In air quote, or in real quotes, we used to do radio so much, I'm still on air quotes on the radio. So in real quotes, Key says 21 in California. I mean, fucking hell. The enormous challenge we face as educators during the COVID-19 pandemic is the disruption caused by precautionary quarantines that force our teachers to support teams to stay home. Simply put, if we do not have the staff to teach in person, we have to shut our doors and resume remote learning, a pattern that is unsustainable as we strive to deliver top-notch education at D49. I went to Adams State College in Southern Colorado, and there were probably 700 maybe graduating people with teaching degrees. There are probably not 700 teaching positions in Colorado Springs. Think about it. When I graduated college back in like 92 or whatever. All I'm saying is they've got enough people. They've really got enough people.
But they keep taking the money away from them.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's follow the money. Let's really follow the money. I'm wondering, I would love for somebody to pull an audit on, you know, D49 and figure where all that slush fund money went. And how the maintenance crews all got fucked because now there's nothing to maintenance at the school. Everybody stayed home.
But they got to keep a building up so it doesn't start to change.
Sure. So now there are five dudes got, you know, fired from the school. Now just the maintenance, the building manager has to deal with it. I mean, we know how the world works. This is... No, I'm with Cone.
Yeah,
no, I'm not. You know what? Have me come in. I'd love to go teach a course at the high school. I'm like, sit down, shut up, and learn your fucking.
But you know
algebra.
What's really messed up is they're making the kids wear masks in their own house.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Oh shit, we better be nice. Amy's watching.
I mean, I don't understand that.
You're a lady. Why, just signed up.
Why would we have, and they literally will stop the class from the teacher.
Because somebody doesn't have a mask on, but they're at home, but they're like the distance between me and you right now at home.
Right.
I mean, I've heard of internet viruses. That's why I put condoms on my USB sticks. That's like a real talk show joke. We're a real talk show now.
Oh my god. It's just getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand. Well, it's about 8 o'clock. We're going to jump into the next segment and chat with you guys a little bit about his story. Sick, and we bring you his story. January 21st, 1790, Joseph Guillotin, proposes a new, more humane method of execution, a machine designed to cut off the condemned person's head as painlessly as possible. Damn. Should we read that again? A machine designed to cut off the condemned person's head as painlessly as possible. Let them eat cake.
Right?
This week in his story. Or in his street. Anybody name that guy? Come on.
It's like Churchill, man.
Yeah. I think we got something mixed up here. Missed one. Sorry, Trevor. January 24th, 1965. Winston Churchill dies from cerebral thrombosis at the age of 90. Now, this was a fat bastard who smoked and drank and ate puddings and cake every flipping day for his entire life, ran a country through a war, ran the British secret intelligence agency since World War I. If you haven't read up on Churchill, you really should. That was a crazy bastard. Trevor, I didn't miss one, buddy. Sorry about that. And this is probably one of my... I really suck. I suck so bad because this is my favorite people in history. My political party died around this time. No, I'm not Democrat, nor am I Republican. So in this day in history, January 22nd, 1807, President Thomas Jefferson exposes a plot by Aaron Burr, to form a new republic in the Southwest. That was actually sedition. That's the definition of sedition. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read that to you again. Screwing this up. I want to find what he put. Sorry, folks. I'm going to go a little bit off script here. And flip it. Oh, yeah. This doesn't have a right click. Right, we're gonna put this up in the screen for all's y'all's. And we're gonna paste because I really want to see this. Go. There it is. Ha! We found it. Again, January 22nd in 1807, Thomas Jefferson, then president, exposes a plot by Aaron Burr to form a new republic in the Southwest. It was literally going to take away territories and then forming states away from the union of states that was going on at the time and form his own republic. In other words, if you don't know what a republic is, please check that out. That's where you elect some people and they go and they sit around for you and then they make decisions based on what you ask them to make for them. Yes. Weird how that works.
Right.
Aaron Burr later went on to star in a very famous commercial about milk.
Aaron Burr.
Oh, there it is. Son of a bitch. Actually, I heard it. Got it backwards. January 25th, 1915, Alexander Graham Bell in New York and Thomas Watson in San Francisco make a record telephone transmission. The distance was almost as long as the Lincoln Highway. For you geometry buffs. Nobody's going to laugh at that. Nobody. Not one of you 600 right. people are going to laugh at that joke. So from New York, remember, this was a telephone in 1915. If you're in your 40s, that's right when your grandma was born. It's only like two people ago. Think about that. Two people ago, motherfuckers, we sent a record telephone communication from New York to San Francisco. Two people ago. That was only... And you're the remainder. You're the decimal point. That's about when your grandma was born. Somewhere right there. Or her older sister, your older auntie, your great aunt.
Actually, my great grandmother was born in 1897.
Yeah, so 97. So give her right at 20. She already had three kids in 1915. Considering the time period.
She was actually just getting ready to be a police officer in First Spokane, Washington.
There you go. See what I mean? Yeah, three people ago. Look how far we've come. This device. Y'all wonder, y'all think it was aliens that built pyramids. Humans are amazing. Yeah, that's a cool picture. In January of 1788, a fleet of ships carrying convicts from England's islands at Sydney Cove in Australia. This day is known as Australia's National Day. So if you guys didn't know that, Australia started out as a penal colony. Because it was an island, and they figured you could only live in this little spot. They just dropped you off and left you there.
Every man for themselves.
Every man for themselves. And Nicole Kidman is scared. Last but not least, and I do not have a picture of this because I suck as a programmer, because Trevor's way better at this stuff than me. January 27th, 1978, the state Supreme Court rules that Nazis can display the swastika and march in Sokie, Illinois. I think I actually have a picture of that. Better have a picture of it. Let's go back to history. Cannot impede your freedom of speech. The government can't commit you. Now, if you work for, say, a private company that says has a code of conduct or some sort of standard, there's some things you're probably going to be able to get away with. I'm one of those people who will defend the First Amendment to the hilt. I will say that, yes, let these fucking retards, these idiots, fly their flag. Here's why. And you know who they are. And you know who to avoid. And you know who not to deal with. That goes for any group that you just can't stand. Like any group. You want to go Nazis. You want to go any of those type of movements.
Marxist movements.
Okay. And you want to go, you know, Nickelback fans. You know, any of them.
Well, that's the benefit of living in the United States. You were allowed to believe anything you want to believe in.
That's right. I don't need to be around you. I don't need to be around you. You don't need to be around me if you feel like I'm doing something that you...
But we drive trucks.
Yeah, we drive trucks, so we have a problem with our masculinity.
I just like being safe. My truck, it makes me feel safe on the fucking road.
I had to get my grandma a fucking truck because she was sitting in this little like Jetta thingy, and she was too low to ground. She couldn't see around cars. She could go around. Boom, got clipped.
Right.
Got her into that little, you know, lifted vehicle. Putting around, everybody gets out of her way too, and they, because it's a big, yeah. Anyway, I was gonna paint it OSHA yellow too.
I just look at it this way: my truck. If you get in front of me and you aggravate me, I'll just push you the other way.
Yeah, push the other way. The point of this part is, the Supreme Court upheld the rules that Nazis can display the swastika in a march. It's their freedom of speech.
Yep.
If the march is hosted by a private organization, and they permitted that for their private organization, betting you they're not going to be able to be in the march. So we had a guy the other day at that meeting said, I got mad because they made me wear a mask in the thing, and that's against my freedom of speech. And we're like, no, dude, that's not how it works. They're a private organization. They can do whatever the fuck they want. If they make you wear a mask inside their grocery store, they can't. As a private company, if you go... you go to a place like a bar that says you don't have to wear your mask in here because we aren't going to invade your privacy, they're a private company. They should be able to get to do whatever they want. If Twitter blocks your account, you get to, like, they block me, whatever. Facebook, everybody go to Facebook jail. It's a private company. They get to do basically whatever they want. You sign your shit away. It's not the government coming in and telling you you can or can't say something. The government can't do that. Well,
but the sad part is, though, all the people that have the servers and you are trying to do something that you want to speak your rights, they're taking it down because they're calling it hate speech because it's not in their humanity
or whatever that word is.
Right. It's not in their agenda.
Yeah. These are strange days we live in. I mean, I watched, okay, oh, this is how old I am. I was watching Donahue one time. Doing college finals or some shit, and I watched Larry Flint talk about some dude fucking bashed him. He's sitting there, an old man in his wheelchair, right, all puckered up, and some guy's like, "Well, you're just a smut peddler, and you're a piece of shit, and you're blah blah, you fuck you, and blah blah blah." Everybody's like, oh my. And they look at, well, what do you got to say about that? He says, I'm grateful there's an American who got the balls enough to exercise his right of free speech and tell me whatever was on his mind. I took a bullet so he could do that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how it works. Well, it has been a hell of a show. We are getting right down to the wire here. We've had fun. I like this place. It's nice. I hopefully everybody heard everything okay, and if that works, we might, you know, plow on like this. It might be a whole lot more fun. We are at the new Twisted Apes Bar and Grill in their Twisted Radio. All that stuff's going to just be coming super live soon. This was the we popped the cherry here tonight at Twisted Radio. It's been a lot of fun digging it. We're going to go... maybe a little bit of cheesecake and some dessert. What's going to be nice is once we get rolling with this and the window's right, you know, to the bunkers right there, and people just kind of popping in, watching it on the big screen in the bar, and then coming in and going, hey man, you're a fucking moron and idiot. I'm like, you have the right to say that. It's going to be great.
Right?
Because I am a fucking moron and
but
idiot.
But the sad part is we don't get those big type of people in here.
No.
It would all be
tongue in cheek, but I really am a moron than an idiot, and no one should ever let me have the power of buttons, toys. Yeah, shouldn't do it, Trevor. We'd like to thank our sponsors, EXO Autoworks and Harmonic Studios, Twisted Apes Bar and Grill, Madrid Maintenance. All of our off-site video production is provided by Lone Wolf Productions. Check him out. He's also doing real estate photography for realtors and for MLS listings. Some of those are coming out amazing. Thank you for watching and or listening. Please check us out on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. If you're on the social networks, all of them, and Parler's even back, Some of the other dingier ones are also back, but Mantles does not care where we stick it. We want to stick it everywhere. So we are at Mantles Media on all social media platforms. If you guys would like to partake in some of our merch, you know, coffee mugs, we have masks that say, look, I'm virtue signaling, and I survived the coronapocalypse, and all I got was this crummy mask. You can pick those up, as well as our new Male Lives Matter, and our man tools are, oh God, mandates are un-American designs. All those are brand new and at or for sale on our merch at mantoolsmedia.redbubble.com, redbubble.com, so check that out. If you would like to become a patron, please do so. You can get a hold of us at patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. Thank you, Karen Kerouac, Zookeeper from San Jose, California, for becoming Mantool's latest woman. Get it? Woman. Thanks, Zookeeper. You're the best mom. We have some upcoming events at Twisted Apes. Let's turn it over to the man. Tell you all about some upcoming events here at the Apes. All
right. Let's see. You got karaoke Friday nights. Great fun. Of course, we have the DJ in between there. We got Facing Forward going to be here this weekend. Like I said, come in and try the food, man. The food is phenomenal.
That's right. We also have a raffle. There's I keep you on track. We have a raffle for a chopper.
2004 Pro 1 chopper. It's got an S&S 105 all cam decked out to the hilt. I mean, this thing runs like a rape day. Or I should say, you got to hold on. Like
something like that.
Like the bionic man, because it's...
It is on display here at Twisted Apes. You can come check it out. Eyeball it, you know, fingerprint it, do whatever. You can check it out. You will be stopped if you try to fingerprint that. It's the nicest paint job I've seen in a very long time. There's karaoke on Fridays, Facing Forward this Saturday, country band Mosquito Pass next week, and Mystic Bucking 7 in the house coming out in a couple of weeks from now. So, you guys, Twisted Apes, it's...
But don't forget, we got Super Bowl party going to be here.
The what party?
Super Bowl. I have to say it for the football people, you know what I mean? Because...
Well, if this episode gets pulled, it won't be because of my shitty production this time, so... That'll be fine with me.
Sorry, man.
It's all good. Hey,
we'll get to say sports.
Sports ball. We do sports ball here on...
I don't watch it. I have not watched the game yet in 3 years.
No sports ball. But thank you again for watching and for listening. And as soon as I find the end credits...
Right there?
Yeah.
Right there.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.